Lunchtime at trendy Washington Power lunch spots and lively nightclubs may never be the same. Cafe Milano in Georgetown is widely believed to be the place that Iranian spies had planned to assassinate the Saudi ambassador last fall. But that is apparently not the only place in town where they're watching. Joining us live now, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. Where else are they watching, J.J.?
Everything. They're watching everything they can, and they're after everything they can get. Information, military and government secrets, and people. But more than anything, they're after people who are not Americans, people who are foreign diplomats, people who are foreign business people who may have friendly relationships with the U.S., because a part of what their whole goal is to circumvent the fact that they're supposed to stay politically in their U.N. mission in New York, but that puts them out of the game. Because when you look at the stakes being so high right now because of the nuclear situation between Israel and Iran and the sanctions that the U.S. are putting down on top of them, it's very difficult for them to maneuver. So what they're doing is trying to be very creative to get what they need.
When we hear spying, we usually think of information, not actually attacking someone. How did it get to the point where it became a plot to kill an ambassador? And you know, what else is in the pipeline in that regard?
Was talking with the U.S. intelligence official not too long ago, and it appears as though Iran's calculus has changed in terms of how to get what it wants, how to get what it needs. The stakes are very high right now. Let's make no doubt about it. The pinch is on their economy. And the hardline government there, which, by the way, does control the spy and the quote-unquote proxies, they realize that they have to step it up a notch or two, and that's what this is all about. But make no mistake about it, we have a piece online at WTOP.com chronicling an assassination from 1980 in Bethesda. The Iranians and their proxies are not shy.
All right, real quick, because we're almost out of time, but this plot from this past fall, the assassination plot, was considered fairly bumbling, yet Iranian spies are considered well-trained.
Yeah, they are. And the problem with that whole situation was it really a plot to kill him, or was it really something designed to embarrass one of the leaders in Iran? The president, was it a plot? This is a very complicated thing, and that's one of the reasons why it's come to fore now, because of the way in which that all went down.
Right.
WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green.